Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
You're hired. Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics on Monday, November 7th, 2016. Who is not going to sleep tonight? Or possibly for the rest of our lives? Now, a better question is, who's got name tags? Where are my name tags at tonight? We've got a few. I love that this election doesn't have you so bent out of shape that you can't make a name tag or two. I mean, they're not the most creative ones I've seen in a while. But I like the big Captain America comic, but what's all over it? What are those things on it?
Candy.
They're all different candies?
Yeah.
All right, just in time for Halloween. Leftover Halloween shit. And then we got Sean's Labyrinth. That's fun. Instead of pans. What's this thing up front here? Yeah, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Goes to Doug Loves Movies.
Mr. Smith Goes to Doug Loves Movies. And your last name is Smith?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Way to go, champ. You did it. There's a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels thing over there, right? What'd you change it to?
Laura.
Laura Rotten Scoundrels?
L-O-T-T-A.
Lotta?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where are you from, Lotta?
Sweden!
Sweden! Are you visiting?
No, I live
here now? Okay. I don't know why I got so much less interested in Lotta when she admitted that she's... Lives here for good?
Who knows?
Okay. You like it though?
Yeah.
Can't beat this weather tonight. There's a guy fucking fanning himself over there. That's how hot it is in California on this election eve. And I gotta give props real quick to Alonzo, who wrote Alonzo on a piece of paper. You're in the fight, man. I think you have a shot. Don't you worry about it. All right, well, thank you to everybody for bringing name tags. I know you live in a busy world right now. Doug plugs. If the world doesn't end, I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Sacramento this weekend on Saturday. And from all my, no reason to say all my upcoming dates today of all days. We'll see in a week or two if it's going to matter. a bunch of guys are getting together. Doug Stanhope and Joe Rogan and a few other people, I think, are doing like an end of the world podcast tomorrow night. I don't know how you find it. I'm sorry I brought it up. So for all of my upcoming dates, go to DouglowsMovies.com. That's DouglowsMovies.com. Time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Grotum01 tweeted, I want a director to say the box office numbers are a lie and their movie really won the weekend. This has been Tweet Relief, Decision 2016 edition. It got the best numbers of all the movies out there. I've been hearing from a lot of people that it's a very popular movie. The prize bag is, you know, it gets more and more ridiculous as the show goes on. 10 years in, the winners are walking out of here like if they had a shopping cart, they would definitely make some change on their way home because they just look crazy homeless with all the bags. And inside this bag is a couple of things from our friends over at Loot Crate. There's some something from Loot, what's it called? Loot Clothes? Loot Wear. That's catchier than Loot Clothes. Lootware gave me a bag of shirts that I'm passing along to you guys. And then there's also a whole box from Loot Pets. They got loot practically anything. Like Loot Toenails, my favorite. They'll just send you a small jar of toenail clippings every month. But yeah, so all that's in the bag. Plus I brought from my home today a DVD of a movie called Japanese Story. Yeah, it had a lot of dust on it. I had to wipe it off with my shirt sleeve. A koozie, a t-shirt that's... Oh, no, this isn't a t-shirt. This is also loot wear. Maybe I'll get a double on this. It'll be good for a couple. It's some sort of shorts or underwear that's got... What does that symbol on it mean? It's a Harley Quinn underwear? Yeah. There you go. See? You guys know this shit. What is this? What does this mean? Doug Loves Movies shirt. That's correct. And a pipe from our friends at Peacemaker Gear. And we've transferred now. We're down to one bag, but my guests brought some stuff too. And let's get these three gentlemen out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Steve Kazee, Dan St. Germain, and Josh Wolf.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, fuck. What happened?
Honestly?
Are you too close to the edge there?
No, I sat on my nuts.
Oh.
Jesus.
Just as long as we're...
Finally, there's some heat off of Mr. Belvedere. Yeah.
Really sorry, everybody.
A younger person sat on his nuts.
Yeah. Sheesh.
All right. Well, that's always a great way to start things off.
Nope. You asked.
Are you crazy high right now? Are you?
I'm a little bit high. I was
just, tell us everybody where you just came from.
I was just at the Fonda Theater.
Oh yeah, what was going on over there?
There was like a Prop 64 thing, and Wiz Khalifa was.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa! You went to a Wiz Khalifa event?
Yeah.
And so you might be a little high right now.
Yeah. I will tell you that it's funny that they were preaching everybody, you know, for the legalization of it. But at a Wiz concert, it seems like you're preaching to the choir a little bit. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're already fucking high.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? You don't have to tell them, do you like weed?
Yeah.
I'm pretty high too, so I'm not sure if I answered your question.
It would be fun if he explained, like, if he explained NAFTA halfway through, that would have blown everybody's minds, you know?
The whole crowd is like, I'm going to stop right after this blunt. I'm going to be against weed right after I finish this one off. So that's Josh Wolf, everybody, a regular participant in the proceedings that are Doug Loves Movies. And we also got two newbies, as I like to say, on the show tonight. And I don't know what order to introduce you guys in, so I'll just start with the bushiest. I was saying backstage, it'd be funny if this episode was sponsored by Harry's Shaving, Harry's Shave Co. This is a real beardy mountain man kind of group.
The bushiest?
This is the beard commercial. This is the guy who actually buys the product. This is what it looks like.
That's Dan St. Germain, everybody. Here for the first time, but you might know him from Best Week Ever and Not Safe with Nikki Glaser. At Midnight, you've been on that program?
Yeah, I have.
That's
win
cool.
that program?
I did not.
It's tough to times. Win. Yeah, it's not easy.
You kill it on there.
I do okay. I win about 50% of the time.
That's
so
huge.
I'll take that. That's batting 500, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you totally got that right.
I'm so into sports. I was thinking today it'd be funny, like, anytime you have a friend you know is super into sports and you don't give a shit about the sport they're watching, but you know that the game is on and they're watching it, just text them, can you believe this horse shit? Because they'll write back that they're mad about something that happened. Even as just a casual observer, when I'm watching a football game and I think the call was wrong or something, I can't believe how emotional I get about it. I worked up I get, you know, you just start screaming at your TV. So that, hey Dan.
Hey. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for doing it.
I'm pumped to be on it.
Are you good with the movie trivia?
Yeah, I think I could do it. I mean, like, I was prepping for the show today. And,
oh yeah, how does
well,
one?
Well, I don't think you do. You listen to the podcast. Yeah, there's no way to prep for it. But like, I was listening to one of the games. I'm like, what if you asked about Jim Belushi? And I just went through all of Jim Belushi's IMDb. I'm like, this is worthless. What am I doing?
If it comes up, you're gonna kill it.
Yeah, I mean, he will.
Let me do a quick check.
Just out of curiosity, what was the highlight of Jim Belushi's IMDb page?
Well, he did K-9. This. He did this one, which was like, it was called like Tugger, like the truck, the Jeep that wanted to be a plane. It was like an animated movie. It was really good. It was him and Diane Weiss.
Tugger,
like we
is
said.
Also Tugger is also a club in West Hollywood.
I can almost guarantee.
Can't all be winners. Okay,
I can almost guarantee that John Belushi will not come up again.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
In the games today. But, you know, that's I'm the same way whenever I'm listening to a game show or watching a game show. I'm always kind of, even though the categories are going to be different when you're on.
Yeah.
You still treat it as studying when you're checking out the thing. It's like, this isn't helpful. They're not going to have the same answer again when you're on. At Midnight's not going to do the same hashtag war. But let's say hi to our third guest, another new guest to the show. And I'm thrilled to have him. It's Steve Kazee, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, thank you.
How many people in the audience tonight are Broadway fans, like the Broadway musicals? So you know for sure who this guy is. There's other people that could know you from other stuff.
Yeah.
But I just am excited to have a goddamn Tony winner on Doug Loves Movies. Someday I'll drag you into one of my Doug Loves Musicals episodes.
I also have a Grammy.
You have a Grammy?
Yeah, Tony and a Grammy. So just want to check that for the record.
All right. We don't need to. You don't need to list off all of your living relatives.
Yeah.
I've got an Oscar, for fuck's sake.
If you have to bring it up, it takes it away.
It's true.
But that's cool that you also have a Grammy. So,
well, I didn't know if you'd ever had a Grammy Award winner.
I don't. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Let me think about this for a second. A fucking Shooter Jennings has to have won some Grammys. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Do you want to do a little bit from your Grammy Award winning number?
I don't know. Do you want to do a little bit of your stand-up set?
I didn't win a fucking Grammy.
I think he might have already. I think we might have already heard his Wiz Khalifa joke.
Grammy. Let me tell you something. If I had won a Grammy for my stand-up, I'd be doing it right fucking now.
No, I'm good. I didn't bring a guitar.
Okay.
I got to see Steve in Broadway in the show that he won the Tony for once, which is an awesome show based on an awesome movie. I like them both equally, yet they're different. They have different vibes to them. He's just nodding his head for the listeners. But also in the show while you were doing it was the great character actor David Patrick Kelly.
Yes.
Who, to refresh your memories, he's the one clicking the bottles together and saying, Warriors, come out to play.
Oh, he was in it.
Steve was on stage with that lunatic every night and playing his father.
He played my dad every night. It was amazing.
He's kind of an interesting dude, right?
But you know what got me? He was like, in the 80s, he was like a really standard prick bad guy go-to. He was in Commando. He played like a bad guy in Commando.
48 Hours.
He played, what was that character's name? It's the one that's like Eddie Murphy's busting his balls at the beginning of the movie. In his slick back hair. Yeah. Anyways, he was just like such a good actor who never really like, never broke through to that next level. But he was great. He's a great dude too.
He died like a couple months ago.
Yeah, rest in peace.
It feels
DP.
Like. Oh my God, I really became that.
Sorry, I was a.
Did he really?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Jesus, Josh.
But then I realized what I said was weird because they don't know him well enough. They're like, yeah, it's sad. He died.
That's why. I mean,
I wasn't making
He could have died.
Actually, yeah. I was the wrong one there.
For sure, he could have died and that would have slipped through the cracks for me, for sure. So that's why I wanted to know.
And then my reaction was like, you fucking assholes.
I think I just saw his name associated with something that he's in.
Yeah, he's working a lot.
He's either playing Thug or Stooge. but he's great. He's really a really good actor. What did you guys bring me, or should I say, what did you bring for the prize bag?
Well,
start us off, Steve.
Yeah, I'll start you off. Last night I had the pleasure of seeing Doctor Strange.
Oh,
how was it? How was it?
It was pretty strange. Hey yo. It was I thought the script was
very doctor.
The script was okay, but like the visual effects was maybe the best visual effects I've ever seen in a film.
What?
I saw it at the big IMAX at the TCL.
Sounds like you got incepted.
It makes Inception look like a 1950s like Godzilla movie. That's like
put it in context.
I'm not kidding.
You remember the first time you saw The Matrix in a theater?
Yeah.
And you walked out of there like, what the fuck was that? Is that the same kind of thing?
It was, yeah. I mean, I was really fucking high. But there was a moment where I thought, oh God, this is the part of the movie where we all come out of our seats and like float through the multiverse. It was really fucked. It was bad. So I brought that souvenir cup. And then I brought some movies.
It's not the same experience as the movie. The cup doesn't really make you float into the multiverse.
I drank Orange Fanta out of this cup for all of you.
Well, that's good to know in advance before you stick your nose in there.
And then I brought three movies. I brought Night Watch, which is a great Russian sci-fi film. Day Watch, so now you have the companion piece.
Do you have Afternoon Watch?
No, that's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
Do you have Neighborhood Watch?
Yeah, I already got that one. Inglourious Basterds.
Day Watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'll murder you.
It's a pretty good gift bag, right?
Yeah, you did good.
There you go.
I don't know what it became a thing where my guests are like trying to compete to bring the best stuff and the most stuff, but you know that's cool.
Truth is, that was just in my post breakup box, and other than the cup, the other shit I just had to get rid of because I don't want to look at it anymore.
That'd be funny if the Doctor Strange cup was in your breakup box. We broke up because she thought it was a C- and I thought it was a B+.
It was a.
You're fucking Dr. Strange. I don't want to see play this fucking thing again.
It's great too because it's plastic, so you can throw it across the room.
Yeah. It was a rough night. It was a rough night.
Dan St. Germain, what do you got for the bag?
Yeah, this is. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's on the floor. What did I get? I got, this is the Walker Texas Ranger Warzone movie. Yes. So, it's actually, yeah, he's a photographer for the UN in Aleppo. No, he fights people. And then I have a Carl's Jr. gift certificate.
Oh, shit!
And this gas station hat that says hot stuff. So, be excited, guys.
That hat is choice, actually. That's really nice.
It was actually meant for a chick, ironically, on a date, but then she blew me off. So I just had this hat that said hot stuff in my car, reminding me of the girl who never called me back. She's great.
Wait, you bought it. Did you?
I thought it would be funny to be like, hey, oh, isn't this... But then she never showed up. So I just looked at this fucking hot stuff hat. Jill, if you're listening, I'm still around. You know who you are. She's in the business.
Yes.
Hey, can I ask a question? So yeah. Were you in the gas station on the way to the date and you're like, I'll get the hat? Or were you like, you
this
know what?
This was the day after our first date. It was going to be a second date.
Okay.
And I was like, this is going to really help me seal the deal. This hot stuff hat. I bought it at Sunoco. Anyway, she's doing good, I hear. I hear she's got a... She said she's dating women now. That's what she said in the text. And anyway.
I keep waiting for some comedian to bring gift cards that have been... that are maxed out, like they're not worth anything.
A good one.
Because it sounds like a good gift, yeah. And then it's just a funny, you know...
When they get there,
burn on that
it.
Person, like... You're already assuming it's got $5 on it or something. And they go, nope.
Especially if it's a Carl's Jr. and your card doesn't clear. That's the saddest place.
Now
for
you
a
have
car.
To buy your Carl's Jr. that you ordered because you thought it was free. Oh, shit. What did you bring? Some sort of fake book or something, Josh?
I maybe have a couple of these in my garage. This is a copy of my book. And so, yeah. And by the way, hey, guys, and just in case you, like, you're on a plane, you're like, I've already read the book, but you just want to get lost for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That was not my idea. I was hoping for, I had picked out a funny picture to put on the back of the book, and the editor was like, no, I think it'd be, they printed that without me knowing. And they were like, dude, we thought this was better. It's startling how big that fucking face is. It's not not a good one.
Those sideburns are a real 90210. No.
Yeah.
Were we on a roller coaster? Well, we already know your answer, Steve, but you can say, you can add, and thank you for bringing all this stuff for the bag, but you can... just repeat, you could talk more about Doctor Strange, but the question is, what was the last movie that you saw?
The last movie that I saw was Doctor Strange. It's a great film. You got to see it. But see it in IMAX 3D, because otherwise I have a feeling it's like really shitty. It was that kind of movie where I was like, I don't ever want to see it on pay cable ever again. I don't need to see it ever again.
Rolling Stone magazine ranked, you know, some guy at Rolling Stone magazine ranked the Marvel movies. And he gave Doctor Strange number 2 of all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he give number 1?
Which I agree with, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I
got to say, I thought the acting in the film is like a little heavy-handed. Everything is like way too serious. Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's a great actor, is just being a great actor in a Marvel movie. So it doesn't really fit the world. So everything's like, Steven, you got to know what's going on. We got to go fight the magic wizard. And it's just like every line is like some like the scroll of Azkaban, and you're like, oh dude, just fucking bring it down a notch. Can we fly through the multiverse
again?
Well,
you did see it in IMAX 3D.
High.
High.
Dude, could you not be 10 stories high?
And maybe a little controversial to say, I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch is a sexy man at all. And I feel like he's trying really hard to be like tough guy. I'm like the best surgeon in the world. And it just feels a little put on. Oh, Crumple Scratch.
Fassbender.
Brenda Dirk Crumple Scratch.
Fassbender's better at that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Intimidating, yeah. Scary guy. Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Not great Sherlock.
Not that they should be lumped together. I don't even know if they both have giant cocks. But the point is.
oh, I know. They do.
Did you see the Cumberbatch hosted SNL?
Yes.
They did a sketch. So why is Cumberbatch so hot? Where the host, Beck Bennett, was just upset that everybody thinks that Cumberbatch is hot.
I'm so in with
and
with
you were
Beck
like
Bennett.
Yeah, you totally related to that.
Yeah, 100%.
The more you say your last name, the more it doesn't sound like a name at all.
Cumberbatch? Brenda Dirk Crumple Scratch?
Yeah, exactly.
Dan, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Doctor Strange 2.
the sequel's out already?
Yeah, it's the second one.
What's the...
Just him filling out forms for his new cape.
What's after the colon in the sequel Doctor title? Strange Doctor Strange 2,
still
colon.
Still strangin' after all these years? That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's Tokyo Drift, actually.
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange, the residency.
Tokyo Drift?
Yeah. Doctor Strange 2, Tokyo Drift. They have one of those, one of their magic stations is in Tokyo, right? Fits perfectly.
Hong Kong, I think.
Oh, we're at the same thing.
They're all the same to you.
Racism.
Thank you guys so much.
Josh?
I saw Keanu on the plane. That movie fucking cracked me up. You didn't like Keanu?
Well, you're a kitten lover, first of all.
Yeah, big fan of the kitten.
He loves kittens.
Did you see the movie?
Yes.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well,
did you expect to get a fight on this? I mean, I think people generally liked it.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was super high on the plane, and I love being super high.
Thanks for explaining how planes work.
Yeah, no. No, we did. Boy, that took me like 30 seconds to get that.
Khalifa. Yeah. Yeah, instead of Hail Hydra, stoners would just whisper Khalifa in each other's ears. Okay, so you were on the plane, you were high, and you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
Embarrassing laughter? Like,
yeah,
people were looking at you?
I hate laughing on planes. That's super, I feel super self-conscious. But so you do that. You know the heavy shoulder?
Oh, no, he's having a seizure. Yeah.
But you know what else? I was also, so I was vaping on the plane, but I blow it into my shirt.
Oh, you
but the guy
rascal.
The guy behind me goes, it was a red eye, and not the guy, but the flight. And the guy
and
said,
and you.
Yeah, me. But he said to me, he goes, a couple times there, I thought you were on fire.
He didn't tell the flight attendant. No, he's like, let's just see how this plays out.
He didn't say anything to me
guy
either.
Guy next to me might be on fire. I'm going to finish my in-flight movie.
Feel this out.
That's the ultimate white privilege. Yeah. He's probably fine.
He was just joshing with you.
Hey-o.
But seriously, though, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding around.
Okay.
Wait, how do you get away with vaping
on
a plane?
Fire.
Do you vape on a plane, too?
No, but I did sit next to a guy who was doing the same thing, but I think his might have been even nicotine because he was really sucking on it quite a bit. Like, he really needed it.
How do you get high before you get on a plane?
Yeah. Or edibles.
Yeah.
Or, you know. I got to get through a flight. Not being really high is also an option. Like, it doesn't bother me that much. I can still go to sleep when I'm not high.
Must
well,
be
well,
nice.
You, aren't you a hero?
But you know what I mean? I'm just like, yeah. I you know, I get high all day, every day. But like when I can't or don't, you know, don't for a while, it's not a big deal usually.
Yeah, I usually don't get high on red eyes. I get high during the day. And because of red eye, I'm going to sleep anyways. But I, for whatever reason, I thought I'd give myself a little treat. Turn on Keanu and light myself on fire.
And why don't you just go in the bathroom and do it? Because it won't, the vape won't set off the smoke detector, right?
Yeah, but like, opening up
Were you in a middle seat?
No, but opening up the bathroom and having a bunch of smoke follow you out is like,
I wouldn't let it follow me out.
What's the woman's
Flush
name?
Flush that toilet a few times, that massive suction.
Oh, well, let's suck the smoke down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will, yeah.
That's why it never smells like farts in there.
Well, that's not true.
Oh, did I mention I have no sense of smell?
Yeah.
I'm colorblind and have no sense of smell. Bathrooms are delightful. But I just think that if a stewardess or a flight attendant, as they prefer to be called, saw you with any kind of smoking thing going on, they'd like arrest you off of the plane.
Yeah, I generally eat edibles for my flights.
Yeah.
But I had forgotten the edible, and I traveled with the vape, and I was not in first class, and so I was back far enough, and it was a red eye. And red eyes, they generally turn out the lights and leave people
alone.
Sure,
that's true.
So I figured I was okay.
You were okay. You got through.
And here I am.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad to get it all on tape as part of my bizarre sting operation.
That'd be crazy if this was all one
trying
big
to catch
hoax.
A guy doing something that's not bothering anybody, except for the guy next to him. Almost. It'd be funny if he just threw his cocktail on you. Thought you were on fire. All right, fellas. This is a part of the show where Bert Kreischer can turn the program off because I'm about to say, let the games begin. We got some name tags. You guys might have to fight over some of the better ones because I wasn't kidding when I said some name tags. Maybe about 50% of the crowd. Wow, this lady's getting, her name tag's getting married. She's getting married. What does it say on it?
Feather of the Bride.
Feather of the Bride. And I'm playing the Steve Martin role. You're giving me a daughterly kiss. Trump family kiss. Oh, that's not you. Oh, that's the regular, that's the actress Kimberly Williams. Boom. All right, so... Go ahead and pick your name tags, guys, and while you do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. November's crate features bewitching items from Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Big Trouble in Little China, and more. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, you know how it goes. That's it. It's over. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code D-O-U-G to save $3 off any new subscription today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, we're back. Yeah, all of that part's not on the podcast. That's just for the live audience, got to enjoy that part. Steve, you put away your name tag like we're not going to talk about it.
No, of course we're going to talk about it.
Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Sean, I believe.
Yeah.
Sean's Labyrinth.
Sean's Labyrinth.
Did you draw this?
Yep. He made
a nice drawing,
yeah.
That's
it's pretty cool.
Fucking impressive. That's really
great. Nice job, Sean.
Nice job, Sean.
And then, of course, the one I talked about at the top of the show, the Captain America. What's your name, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric is in there. And he put a bunch of candy on it. Why'd you pick it, Dan?
Because there was a lot of it seemed like you really needed this, honestly. There's a lot of candy on it. I don't know. He was just holding it. It seems like Eric's been through a lot, and I'm gonna help him through this.
What's your favorite of all those candies?
I'm a big Twizzler guy.
Me too.
I also never wanted to. Sorry.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, you never want to be. You never want to say that about candy when you're over 30. Like, I'm a big Reese's guy. Like, oh my God, you are single.
I love a Butterfinger. I just love a Butterfinger. It's so crunchy.
You just give me a gobstopper and my day is complete. I don't know why I made it kind of gay sounding, but. Anyway, good for you. You got all that candy. You only got one Twix bar, though. There's doubles on some of them, but just one Twix.
This looks
so
a little...
So it's hard to know which of the two factories that one came from.
I think it was a Reese's cup that got smashed.
Yeah, that looks like a little run over.
Take your fucking sign back.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Fucked up, Eric.
Oh, I hope people listening heard that. Yeah. I hope you just heard this quiet little. Sorry. Yeah. Josh, what you got? The bride.
I have the feather of the bride. And what's your name?
Feather.
Oh, your name is Feather.
Wait. Is that your LA name or your real name? Really?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm playing for Feather.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. You a fan of that movie, The Father of the Bride?
I am not. No, what? Yeah, I do. I like the movie.
Father of the Bride 2?
I like Father of the Bride more than Father of the Bride 2.
Okay. Is Martin Short in both of them or just the first one?
He's in both. Sorry.
I just love Martin
Short. Is he?
Yeah, he's in both.
Yeah, he's in both.
The whole fucking second one is all about him. They like literally just kept the best thing from the first one and just made the second one all about him with the cocks.
Steve is so mad about this.
Yeah.
Upsets me. Martin Short's better than that, you guys. He's better than that.
Martin Short is amazing. I want to go see. He and Steve Martin are doing a bunch of dates together, live shows where the, you know, Steve Martin and his bluegrass band and Martin Short and...
That'd be awesome.
Are they going to do stand-up?
Yeah, they sort of, you know, stand together and tell stories, and then I think they maybe do some separate stuff, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what happens?
You know, Don Rickles and Regis are playing at the Canyon Club.
No.
November
God, I
18th,
hope they kiss.
I think.
Oh. Do the wild things thing where you're like the Matt Dillon, you push their heads together, you know? All right, well, I guess that's just my fantasy.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I thought there was going to be more to that, but I'm happy to move on. All right, the first thing we're going to play tonight is it's just a fan favorite. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the name of a motion picture. First person that says it back is the winner. Have you played this before, Josh?
I haven't.
You seem really ready.
I think usually this might be the one I can do. That's why.
Usually people question this game. No. You guys are just all ready to do
ready
it.
Ready to go.
I usually get a lot more pushback. All right. A face yeah. in the crowd.
A face in the crowd.
No, 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 no.
That was so close. Let's do more. Let's do one until we have a winner. 3 days. What's that?
You hear me?
3 days in the valley.
3 days of what?
Three days in the valley.
3 days in the condor.
3 days in the valley.
3 days in the valley.
In the condor.
On the condor. I think on the condor.
On a condor.
In the yeah.
My anaconda don't I want think, none.
I don't.
3 days of
rain. Bummer. Duh, fuck.
3 days of
satisfaction.
Condor.
On the condor. Condor. Yeah, in the condor.
You're so close. Let's
yeah,
do another
my
one.
My bad.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X. Malcolm X.
Steve got that one.
Boom.
Steve killed that one. All right, Steve wins, but let's do more. The Manchurian.
The Manchurian Candidate. Yeah. Manchurian Candidate. Manchurian Candidate. Manchurian Candidate.
Honey, you seem to be up late last night. What were you watching?
Manchurian Candidate.
I still have this strategy of like, wait.
Bob Roberts.
Bob Roberts. Fuck.
Okay, now guess what the next one's gonna be.
Okay, Doctor Strange.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
So close. Is Doctor Strange Love or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb? What'd you say?
I said To Kill a Mockingbird. I was way off.
No, that's not political per se. Wag the Dog.
Wag the dog. Oh, I got that one.
Steve didn't even try. You're just resting on your laurels over there.
It's far more interesting to listen to.
Hey, this particular game is there's much way more physical exertion than the other games.
Right? It yeah. is kind of exhausting.
I'm going to sit this one out, I think.
Primary colors.
Primary colors. I can't help myself.
I knew you couldn't sit it out. All the presidents.
All the presidents men.
Why am I screaming?
You're literally just yelling nonsense fucking syllables.
I can't.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
This was.
That's not a movie.
This one was on one of the name tags in the audience tonight.
Oh, shit.
Ready? Mr. Smith goes.
Mr.
To
Smith goes to Washington.
That sounded like you were taking an oath. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. All right, you guys. So Steve won that game, yeah. And he gets to go first in the next game. I mean. Which is, you know, that probably was your time to shine, Josh.
Yeah, I really feel like yeah, that's, I think that's why I put 100%
from here on
that.
In for you. But yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
Anything could happen. We got some time. We got some games. This one's called Last Man Stanton. And in this game, I normally pick somebody from the audience, bless you, somebody
you.
Who tweeted at me, I've got a name for Last Man Stanton tonight. That's normally how it's done. Because I don't want to know the name. I like to play along. But a guy came up to me in Minneapolis and handed me a sealed envelope.
Holy
and he
shit.
He says, inside this envelope is the perfect name for Last Man Stanton. So I flew back to Los Angeles with it. Good thing it wasn't a bomb. And...
By the way, you just announced to everybody how trusting you are. You can just give Doug an envelope.
Give me something that's wrapped up and said, right, do not open on it. And I
will
take
it. There's some fucking cartel in Mexico that was just like, we need to talk to this Benson dude.
So, yes, this guy gave it to me. His name is YNST Cast on Twitter, which stands for some sort of podcast. The You Know Stupid
Titties.
Tacos. Titties. Yeah, the You Know Stupid Titties podcast.
You know stupid titties. Come on.
Come on, you know.
You
that.
Know.
You know stupid you know titties.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh, I think it's a picture of the person.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my Lord.
Fuck. Ice Cube.
Ooh.
Oh, geez.
It's Ice Cube, strangely between thumbs up and shooting someone.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one that's supposed to be.
I think it's both.
It is. that's right. You're dead. All right. So that's his killer suggestion. For the game, so we have to name movies that have Ice Cube in them. And you get one lifeline, guys. You get to go to the person whose name tag you pick, Sean or Eric or Feather. You get to go to them once. I recommend going to them early, but do what you got to do. Steve, start us off.
Boys in the Hood.
Ice Cube was, in fact, in Boys in the Hood.
Dope boy.
His motion picture debut, I think.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. All right. I'll say... Jump Street.
Mm.
Josh?
Are we there yet?
Dan?
Oh, Anaconda.
Oh, fuck, that's right. Steve?
21 Jump Street.
I was hoping that would get back around to me. he was in a motion picture called Trespass. Unless that was Ice-T. I'm a horrible racist person. Josh?
Ride Along.
Oh, yeah. Dan?
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood already came up. It was the first one we said.
Oh, shit. Ride Along 2.
Give me another one. Ride Along 2. Okay.
That's right.
There's already been a second one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a third one coming.
I know I am.
Hey, yo. Oh, don't blink out right now. Friday.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to go with, what was the name of that one where he was like, I'm tough. Three Kings.
Well, this is where...
Come on, Josh. You can use your lifeline.
Hey, Feather?
Feather, you got any... you got any juice on the cube?
Tank Girl?
She says that he was in Tank Girl. What do you think, Josh?
I'm going to agree with that.
I have to agree with it because I don't know. Seems like something that would happen in Tank Girl.
I don't have any idea what that movie's about.
I know it's Lori Petty as Tank Girl, and I didn't enjoy it.
What? It's about a girl who rides around in a tank?
I guess so.
There's like a kangaroo in it, too,
yeah.
I think.
Kangaroo. I can't imagine why
kangaroo
I
man.
Hadn't heard of that movie before.
It's kooky.
Tanks and Kangaroos.
Yeah, that's great.
Dan?
Barbershop 2.
Oh, I like it, but there's probably more to that title.
Oh, fuck.
Barbershop 2, The Next Cut.
The Next Cut.
Tokyo Drift, of course.
Still barbershop.
Yeah, that's really, that's a real drift. You got anything else?
Uh, barbershop.
You want to go to your lifeline? Oh, yeah, the barbershop. That'll work. Good job. Steve?
Next Friday.
Ooh. I think that's not right.
That's not the sequel to Friday?
That's the second one, next Friday? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Didn't they, after that, did they make a straight-to-video one that Ice Cube is not
that's
in?
That's one of my next ones, so don't blow it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
All right. Is that one of your next ones?
Yeah.
I know this collection very well. I am a fucking stoner, after all.
Okay. I'm gonna
damn it,
go with
Josh.
Why are you saying the answer?
I can't imagine that's real. Is that true? Is that what it's called?
Be
damn
quiet.
It.
It's my turn.
Oh.
Friday after next.
Well, shit on a stick.
That's what I thought next Friday was called. That's why I thought next Friday was wrong.
You know what? I have no idea. Well, every other movie he's done has had a sequel. So I'm going to say, Are We There Yet Too?
I wish that was the title. And I've been sitting here driving myself crazy trying to think of what the title is.
It's not it?
But it's not that. No. And you already used your lifeline, so you're out.
Well, that was pretty unceremonious.
Next time you're on, I'll try to whip up a ceremony. Get you some sort of participation prize.
Or like a sound effect or something.
Yeah. There's still more games to come anyway. Dan?
Jingle All the Way 2?
What?
Did I just make that movie?
I think so.
Okay, but he will do that in the next year if...
You say Jingle All the Way?
No. I'll do that, though. Shit.
Wait, you guessed something and now you want to guess again?
No, I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. Steve?
I'm going to ask my lifeline if he's got anything.
Okay.
Sean?
What do you got, Sean?
Fucking
God damn it.
Yes.
Triple X State of the Union.
Wow.
Sean!
Yeah. That came up in a big way.
Damn.
Sean, I knew this was for real. I felt this shit with
damn.
You, man.
Damn!
Fuck yes.
He's in a football movie directed by Fred Durst. Yeah,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
What the fuck was that called?
It was the one with the girl plays football, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was called The Believables or The
Believables.
Undeniables.
Yeah.
The Impossibles.
The girls can play football too-ables.
Yeah. But what other Ice Cube movies did we miss?
Players Club.
Players Club says it's loud white man right up front. All About the Benjamins. This guy's a fan. Are we home yet? That's what it was. Are we home yet?
Well, you really have a vast knowledge of Ice Cube films.
Yeah, he's killing
it.
That's it. I bet you.
I think that might be it.
I bet you
actually.
He is buddies with the guy who gave me the envelope.
Yeah.
And he said, I will sit there knowing everyone that they missed. And I will show off
I'll
at the end and
face.
Get some pussy. I'm going to include the Ice Cube photograph in the prize bag. And I'm going to go wash my hands after touching that stranger envelope. But thank you to the YNST cast or whatever his name was on Twitter. Let's play. Who won that?
Me.
Steve won again. Killing it.
What the...
We gotta step up our game.
You've seen my game. That's about as much as I got.
We gotta watch Steve win.
Yeah. One of the producers of the show, Matt Belknap, just texted me, do you want corrections? What did we fuck up on? Matt?
He's not in Tank Girl.
He's not in Tank Girl. That's great that you slipped that by me. Are we done yet? Not are we home yet?
Oh, shit.
So my theory about this guy was off. Unless he didn't want to sound perfect, but he wanted to seem knowledgeable, but not ridiculous.
Somebody's got an Are We Home Yet spec script.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking for the...
Who said take girl? Feather. Nice work, Feather.
Feather,
you picked
like
a movie that no
fan.
One here can stand up and say anything verifiable about.
Great idea.
It's Ice-T.
Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, Ice-T is in it. So you're the racist now. Did you figure out Trespass? Was I right about Trespass? Cube is in Trespass? Yeah, he is. Okay, good.
Who was in Jingle All the Way 2?
Sinbad, wasn't it?
Nobody.
Yeah. Oh, he's in the first one.
He's in the, yeah. I don't know.
Who's in Jingle All the Way 1?
Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why are you saying it like
the
I'm an
Bogart
asshole?
Get off
the
time. What
the fuck are you doing here, Josh?
Who's in Kindergarten Cop?
Now I
who's,
do know.
Who's the Terminator? Well, thank you. I'm glad the corrections department got a jump on that already, because I would have got a lot of texts, tweets about Tank Girl. Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? This is a game where I say the tagline from a motion picture, and you have to guess. Just one shot at it each, one at a time. Steve's our big winner at this point, so we'll start with Steve, then we'll go to Dan, then we'll go to Josh. Steve?
I'm sorry, I just spaced on that entire thing. What are we doing? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
This game is called Khalifa?
Yeah.
Spell it. Go.
K-H-A-L-I-F-A. Khalifa.
Steve, that's what they everybody. Should do with those little smart kids in the spelling bee. They should all go at the same time. Like, spell it the fastest.
That would make it way more interesting.
I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
It's like must-see
so
TV.
Crazy. All right. I'm going to say a tagline from a movie. We're starting with Steve, so you get to hear it three times before it gets to you.
Okay.
You just have to guess what movie it's from. All right. So on the poster or in the advertisements, you know, on TV, wherever. Somewhere that IMDb found it, or someone wrote it on IMDb that might have made it up.
Okay.
Steve, what movie has the tagline, "Where nothing can possibly go wrong"?
Oh, it's got to be a babysitting movie.
Do I get any more information than that? Like the year? Nothing? Just the tagline?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you'd be surprised how often people get these right.
Could you use that in a sentence?
Pretty much is a sentence. Where nothing yeah, can possibly go wrong. Yeah.
Where nothing can possibly go wrong.
No period, I don't think, but sometimes I'm not a stickler on that.
God. Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. I don't know.
I just think calling it a home for the peculiar, why would anyone say nothing's going to go wrong?
Yeah.
One of those children's going to float away or something.
I don't know.
Okay, Dan, where nothing can possibly go wrong.
National Lampoon's Vacation?
Okay, yeah, vacation is where nothing could possibly go wrong. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, most comedies could have the tagline where nothing could possibly go wrong.
Right.
Because shit's going to go wrong. That's where the comedy comes from. Josh, do you have a guess?
Home Alone 2.
All right, that's officially a stupid guess.
And not
the full title.
It's not?
No, it's Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
Where nothing could possibly go wrong. Now it's not that stupid now that you say it out loud. Yeah, it's still pretty stupid.
The correct answer has now been turned into a polarizing miniseries or series on HBO, and it's Westworld.
Mm. Oh.
The motion picture Westworld from 1973.
Good call.
Yeah.
You knew that.
There was a guy in the audience who knew it, yeah.
I knew it after he said the answer.
It's kind of a
I knew it.
Kind of a famous tagline, you know, if you're around at that time. You know, you guys are all just too young.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, well, that's what's frustrating to me about the Westworld TV series is that the movie was just about what if the robots just fucking went berserk and started actually killing people, and then that's the movie, and it's an exciting, fun movie. I'm sure if you watch it now, you get back to me and say that it's dated and slow, but at the time, it was really cool. You know, Yul Brynner was kind of a famous, very iconic actor from King and I and Westerns and such, and so him in the black hat in the, you know, what's now the Ed Harris role, him just chasing after James Brolin through this amusement park where everybody's gone or dead. It was exciting at the time. And this series, I just don't know how they're going to sustain it. They say they've got 5 years worth of stories figured out already.
They actually took a break in production to make sure they had the rest of the seasons lined up.
Yeah, and it's just like, this story seems like it could wrap up at any minute.
Yeah.
Like any day, everyone could end up dead and then it's over.
Well, I have a theory. In the movie, there's like other worlds, right?
Yeah, there's...
So I have a feeling each season is going to be...
Show the other world?
Show the other worlds.
Well, why would everybody that's in charge of Westworld be acting like Westworld is the only thing? Why wouldn't they ever mention casually...
I know, but how are you going to cover
world?
5 seasons of just Westworld?
That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be something to it.
Season 3 is just Epcot.
Yeah.
Or each year, they could each year open a new park,
right?
But it seems like such bad things are happening there that they're ongoing. That
yeah, it didn't stop Jurassic World.
No, it didn't. But it took at least a few years. And when they were making, you know, each Jurassic movie, they're not sitting around plotting the next three.
The season finale this year is Anthony Hopkins saying next year. Boom, and he gives us another world.
I'll tell you one thing about Anthony Hopkins is I have trouble keeping up with him when he's on screen because he's such a fast talker. His scenes, I just turn the sound up really loud so I can hear it while I'm taking a shit.
That's the only way I can
That's
take
all
a shit.
I'm going to think about when I watch his scenes now.
Why is he walking around out in the middle of nowhere with some boy? This is fucking... I don't get it. All right.
I don't know, but now I'm watching.
Right?
Oh, all right.
Now I'm intrigued.
Okay. Start with you again, Steve. Here's the next one. Sometimes I'll just tell you guys instead of trying to pull a fast one on you. Sometimes themes emerge in these games so you can... It kind of gives you a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of also doesn't. Could just make things more confusing. What movie has the tagline, "Is this you or are you you?" Maybe I should read it a little less aggressive. Is this you or are you you? Oh, now here's the perfect read. Is this you or are you you?
All right.
Somebody fell down in the back. Steve, any idea?
I'm cloning something. Cloning Multiplicity?
Oh. No. Dan? No.
AI?
Oh.
Full title?
Artificial intelligence?
Very rarely when somebody says a title do they get to just actually say the words that those initials stand for. No.
Damn.
Good guess, though.
That's a great guess.
Mm. Around the world.
Jesus.
No.
What is it again?
Is this you or are you you? Does Smarty Pants who knew Westworld, does he know it?
No, I already tried to cheat and he doesn't know. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
I was hoping it was going to be really like, all right, maybe next one's Waterworld. It was just going to be all world ones.
Is this you? What was that movie with Jude Law and the little boy? What was that? The one you said?
Yeah,
that's AI.
AI, artificial intelligence.
Wiz Khalifa is the real winner of this game.
I'm really sorry,
everybody. Can I point something out? Earlier this afternoon, I texted Josh, because I know Josh from way back, and I texted Josh and said, hey, I'm going on Doug's Love Movies for the first time, and I'm really nervous. Do you have any advice? And now I realize that was the worst fucking call I could have made. You're terrible at this fucking game.
I think that's why he has me.
I literally, like...
Is this you?
No, I have you on the show because I'm hoarding copies of this book. Please have Josh on the show until he runs out of those books. Signed, Josh's mother.
I have no. I wouldn't even know where my. I don't know. Terminator. I don't know.
No, not Terminator.
Okay.
It was kind of a tough one. It was from the sequel to Westworld called Future World from 1976. But you were right about that it might be another world.
Yeah, I should have gone with my instinct and gotten it wrong.
But I think you guys just don't even know about the movie Future World, so why would you guess it if you don't even know that it's a thing? It starred Peter Fonda and a popular lady actress of the time. Steve, what movie had the tagline, "The park is open"?
Jurassic Park.
That is correct.
Damn.
Listen. You're winning all the games.
Shit. I tried too hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I want to do this last one just for the hell of it. It's a tiebreaker, but there's no tie to break at this point. It's not just another day in the park.
Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
No. Damn.
Fuck.
Throw Mama from the Train.
It's just, yes, this popular scatting movie. The scat
Train
park.
Spotting? What were you?
I love it. Build it up and then as an how to lose a guy in 10 days. You're like, that has nothing to do with that. I'll just go with fucking Curious George and the Lost National Treasure
to,
map.
You don't have to add any. It's just Curious George, I think.
Just Curious George.
I don't think the title had a bunch of words in it.
Okay.
Josh.
What's that movie with Jude Law?
You know, and he's got the monkey with the yellow hat.
Oh, the talented Mr. Ripley.
That's the one. Jurassic Park 3D. What's the third one, 3D?
No, that was for South Park. Bigger, longer, and uncut. Yeah.
Jurassic Park 3 wasn't 3D?
Was it?
There wasn't a 3D.
Oh,
Jurassic
the
Park?
Joe Johnston.
Well, the
one.
Last one was 3D, right?
We weren't really doing 3D at that point. Remember, 3D didn't really come back until Avatar.
Avatar,
right?
It was like sort of when we got back into 3D.
Then they tried to 3D everything.
Yeah.
Now they only do it some.
The Imitation Game, 3D IMAX.
Well, that's how you get sexy Cumberbatch when he's in 3D. But you're really recommending the 3D, wearing the glasses for the Doctor Strange.
It's the only way to see it.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's the only way you have seen it, so I don't think you're a fair judge.
It's a great point, but I'll...
all right, let's play to decide our winner this evening. Let's play a little round of... Steve's pretty cocky.
I hope he loses.
Yeah.
I'll fucking take your fucking Tony, your Emmy, your Cable Ace Award.
Good Lord, I hope Jim Belushi is the name here. Come on, Jim Belushi.
Normally for winning the prior game to this game, I give you 1 point in this game, but I'm going to go ahead and level the playing field and not give you that point.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's how confident I am that Steve's going to win. And we need a horse race. I'm the media, and I need to rig these things so that everyone's engaged. Everyone can't sleep over who wins. So here's the game. It's called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. You buzz in with your own name when you think you know the answer. I'm going to read the top four on somebody's IMDb page, four most known for, they call it. And if you buzz in and get it wrong, it's -1 point, but you get a bonus point for each additional title you can name in the top four. If you buzz in, you know, before all four have been read, which might happen. Josh, do you want me to run through it again?
No, I think I got it.
It's honestly just a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think he's right.
Can't believe I asked you for advice today.
I know, he was like, any advice? I'm like, don't ask me.
That's not bad advice. Josh. Donnie. <Yeah. laughs> When you think you know the answer.
I'm going to say my name.
Yeah. No, you're going to say Josh.
Right.
My name.
You can actually, in previous installments, I've let people decide what they want to yell. Are you good with Josh? Or you could,
I think we should keep it
yell
simple.
Something else.
We're going to keep it simple.
Okay, Dan, you want to go with Dan?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and Steve?
Yeah. Okay. Champ, if you wanted.
You'd say what? Champ?
Champ, if you want.
I love it.
Are you going with Champ?
I'm going to go with Champ, yeah.
You know, then I'm going to go with Kazee Killer.
Ooh.
No, I'm going to go with Josh. I won't remember that one. You have your hand up like you're buzzing on something.
I know.
He's got his hand up like... Are you going to buzz something?
He's going to squash smash really that Twix bar.
Sad thing is Josh is high off his ass, and I'm just like, I need this. I'm dead sober. Just thinking about that chick who gave me that hat earlier.
He's got his hand hovering over the Twizzlers. Yeah.
When's someone going to tell Dan it's not real?
All right.
Don't forget, Feather, that you're eligible to bring that back and get picked again in another show when you lose tonight. You already got picked before?
Yeah.
There you go. So she's a perennial.
Did you win before?
She knows what she's doing.
I had another stoner pick mine.
Oh, so stoners are no good at these games, according to Feather. Oh, okay. You just brought up that point for no reason. Which stoner was it?
Dave
something?
Stoner.
Dave Waite. Yeah. Okay. Well, so maybe make name tags that appeal to straight people. Although Steve's the highest one on the panel right now, I think.
Very true.
And he's killing it. So, yeah, vote yes.
On that good
vote,
shit.
Vote yes. Vote yes on marijuana. Find it on the ballot and vote yes. There's none of those tricky ones where you go in there and do I vote no if I want this to happen? Whose IMDb top four begins with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Steve.
What do you think, Steve? There's a few people in that movie.
This is not going to be right. God damn it. George Wallace.
George Wallace?
Or no, not George Wallace. Yeah, George Kennedy. George Kennedy.
No, he said George Wallace. Kennedy. He said George Wallace. I heard. Hey.
Hold on. In fairness.
Hey, champ. I don't think George Wallace was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, champ.
In fairness.
Yeah.
You'd want to see that movie.
I would, for sure. Because I'm curious which one of those guys he'd be.
Butch Cassidy, yeah. Clearly. I've already got it cast.
Incorrect.
I got confused with
Steve
the movie.
Steve has -1.
Fuck.
Dan.
Whoa, you want to jump in that soon? I was going to name another movie.
I can't wait for you to get this wrong.
Fuck. Robert Redford.
That is correct.
Wait.
Now you and you alone get to name for three additional points, three more Robert Redford movies. Just name three and I'll let you know how many of them are correct after.
All is Lost, The Natural, Captain America, Captain America.
Civil Soldier?
Winter Soldier.
No, Jeremiah.
Civil Soldier is just works at the MTA, I guess. So I took my Civil Soldier exam.
Hands out parking tickets and shit. There you go. Civil Soldier.
That guy is.
My dad knew somebody.
Meter's expired. Sorry. Are you Jeremiah Johnson's not on there?
Well, I was confused about the game. I thought because IMDb ranks it in order of year, I thought. So,
no, at the very top of the page, it'll say best known
like
for.
Known
and it'll
for.
Have four fucking things that the metric for how they choose it is very complicated. Yeah, no, you're going to be good at this game
right,
once you
now.
Get it. Yeah, it's you just don't want to jump in first sometimes because, like I said, there's lots of people in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But none of your three guesses were correct, Dan.
For Robert Redford?
Oh, yeah, shit. Robert Redford, he's worked a lot. And three that you didn't say were The Sting, All the President's Men, and Out of Africa.
Oh, wait. Oh, the three best known for. I thought it was just three movies in general. That's
well,
why.
It is best known for, but it's not based on any specific person's opinion. Or
but nobody would have
it's
said
not
all
based
of the
solely on box office or solely on awards or, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That was weird.
And now actors can go in and
you can change
they
it,
can change it to whatever they want it to be. So that'll be another fun aspect of the game is thinking like, what would Robert Redford want in his top four? I would think Milagro Beanfield War would be in there. He directed it. Yes, we know he directed Ordinary People. I was being weird. I was being weird on purpose. All right. So that means that Steve has -1. Josh is holding steady at nothing. And Dan has 1 point.
I'm not going to lie to you. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, no, it's a great place to be. If you just sit there and don't say anything, you have a good chance. You good chance of standing on the...
that would be
you're going to be on the Olympic podium, my friend. Because there's only three of you in the game.
Big time. I'll
you
take
might
that bronze
squeak
like
in
a
second. God.
That'd be so great if Josh won after all this.
No, that's not going to happen. But he can take second place. Yeah, he can do
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay, so here goes the next round. I was going to say that there's going to be 3 rounds, but I have 1 tiebreaker ready to go if need be. Whose top 4, most known for on IMDb, starts with Donnie Brasco? So, you know, you're smart to be cautious unless you have a strong feeling about something.
Dan.
Okay, Dan, I don't like this move.
No. It's, Michael Madsen.
Was he?
No.
Back to 0.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Josh, you got company.
Yeah.
You're tied for first now.
Yeah!
Flew too close to the sun.
Now though. That you mention it, there is a path to victory for Josh.
There really is.
Josh might get to 270.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I am Ohio.
All right, so the first movie is Donnie Brasco, and the second one is... Wag the Dog.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, shit.
No, this is wrong.
I can't
Wag
believe
the
this
dog.
Is happening. Donnie Brasco and Wag the Dog.
Al Pacino.
No.
He's the only person that I know that's in one of those movies, so.
So. He could have shown up and wagged the dog. That's not out of the realm of possibility. All right, but the third film in this four best known for is 6 Days, 7 Nights.
Mm-hmm. Stop pretending.
And
like
coming
you have
in
any
at number four.
You have no. I have no idea.
No, I don't.
And he gave like the. You have no.
I just have breathing problems. I have sleep apnea.
Okay, so the fourth title. Let me recap. Donnie Brasco, Wag the Dog, 6 days, seven nights. People are yelling at their devices listening to this. And there's a few people yelling in their own brains in this audience. The fourth title is Volcano. Who was in Danny Brasco, Wag the Dog, 6 days, seven nights, and Volcano?
Volcano?
You can't go again, right? No, it's done, right?
Josh is out, yeah, for this round. But Dan or Steve could jump in for 1 point.
Oh, you're out too.
No, Dan's out too. It's just
it's just Steve?
Yeah.
Holy shit. And you don't know it?
No, I have no fucking idea.
Anne Heche. Anne fucking Heche.
Did anybody in here know that?
Yeah, of course they did. That's like four big movies that she was in. She was like the female lead in all those movies.
Couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
Yeah. So
short hair. Ellen's first
wife. Oh yeah, I know who that is.
She just cocked her head hard on that glass ceiling, everybody. Whoa. Dudes with beards are holding her down.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Here's the next round. I'll recap the scores. Dan has zero. Josh has negative one. And Steve has minus one as well.
Wait, don't I win, though? For not... Oh, no, I guess not. I didn't say anything. Never mind. Move on. Apologies. Apologies.
Yeah. You should have got a point there if you'd have known Anne Heche.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would it help if I said the jury?
No. I've never...
Alec Baldwin murders her.
Oh, God.
He sexes her and murders her in that movie, The Jury, with Demi Moore. All right. Whose top four starts with Doctor Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb?
Josh. Peter Sellers.
Incorrect. The second film is called Pat
Steve. Damn.
That was so close. I feel like Steve was just a slight bit ahead of Dan.
Although, I mean, if I can chime in, he didn't say champ. He said Steve.
That's a good point. It's a fair point.
All right, Dan.
George C. Scott.
That's correct.
Sorry, champ. I had to give him a...
Can't hear you from all the way down there, pal.
Copy that.
For a potential two more points, do you want to guess two more movies with George C. Scott?
And these are the things he's known for, right?
That's what they claim, yes. Yeah.
Top four. I don't know if I can even name... Two other George. That's the. Shit. No, I don't want to do that.
That's what I mean. If you name any other George C. Scott movies, you have a shot.
I know. What was that
one where his daughter got into
his
porn?
He shakes his daughter.
He's walking the streets all sad about it.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that.
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not in there.
I don't think so. I have no idea.
The remaining two are, Steve wants to guess.
12 Angry Men?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Eight Angry Men.
Seven Angry Men.
The Hustler and The Changeling.
The Changeling,
which is a very creepy movie.
That's a weird movie.
I liked that movie when I was a youngin. All right, so Dan is our winner then. Dan pulled it off.
Holy shit. Wow.
Will you?
With 1 point, Steve with negative one, and Josh?
Tied for second.
Nope, you had negative two, so you're dead last.
Way to count there, champ. I fucking asked you for advice today.
I know. I forgot to tell you, I'm terrible at
this. All right. Let's play one more round just for fun.
Yeah.
First title is Dr. Strangelove or How I Stopped Worrying and Learned to Love.
Peter Sellers, Josh.
I mean, I don't want to be a dick, but technically he said Peter Sellers before he said Josh. So
it's true. It's true. Anybody else?
Steve. Champ.
Oh, he said Steve. He didn't
say
shit.
Yeah. Damn. Damn. Peter Sellers.
That was fantastic.
God, I'm high.
Oh boy, oh boy. Now, Eric, do you want your sign back and all your candy?
No,
I mean, you want it.
I mean, I like it. It's cool, but if you want it back,
he definitely
for
wants
reasons,
the sign back. But if you want to tear off your favorite candies,
take
your favorite candy.
Twizzler right here, and you take the rest. Thank you, sir. And you get the.
Here we go. Yeah, come get your prize bag here, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations. No, I'm good on Gobstoppers because I think they have sugar in them. So, Josh, what do you got to plug, buddy? Where are you going to be? Where can people come see you?
I'm taking most of November off. So I would say in December, I'm going to be in Kansas City at Stanford's. And then on New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh at the Improv. And then Josh Wolf Comedy on all social media.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Thank you, Josh Wolf.
Thank you for having me again, man.
Loosen up. Learn to laugh a little.
Huh?
Dan St. Germain, what do you got?
December 28th, I'll be at the Stand Comedy Club recording an hour in New York City.
Oh, that's
cool.
So if
you're there, check that out. And I'm writing on a show called Superior Donuts, which should be out in February on CBS. So check that out.
Superior Donuts?
Yeah. If it's around then. February, March. I don't know why I made it sound ominous. It'll be around. And DanSaintGermain.net, at DS Germain is my Twitter.
All right. Thank you, Dan St. Germain.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations on first time on the show, and he won.
I know. Well done.
Against the champ over here.
I blew it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I'm excited to have you back. You did a great job.
Oh, man, thanks. I'd love to come back sometime.
Yeah, call somebody else next time.
I will.
Call Dan St. Germain.
You got it.
I gave him pretty good advice.
You did. You gave him perfect advice.
Yeah.
You did really good.
Steve, what's going on? You were on Shameless for a while. I enjoyed your arc on Shameless.
I was on Shameless for a little while.
Very entertaining program where people are very mean to each other regularly.
Yeah.
For comedic effect, sometimes drama.
Yeah.
And what else is going on?
Well, I'll be up in Portland at Slappy's Laugh Shack December 18th. I don't know. I got nothing going on.
Comedy's so depressing. They were like, oh, who books that?
I was like, I've never done Slappy's. Before. That's amazing.
What is it? Is it a door deal?
Is
or
like
is it
a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or just like a Wednesday night?
No, I'm fucking unemployed. I have nothing going on. I sit around and watch wrestling and like take my dogs on hikes all day. So check me out.
Check you out where you're hiking. Just looking at my hike. Oh, that's the saddest. I love it how he went from I want a Tommy and a Grammy to I have nothing in my life.
Yeah, they mean nothing.
What does that say?
It says Dormammu is a shithead.
Dormammu?
Can I tell you that last night all
What's
we did...
What's Dormammu?
Dormammu's the bad guy in Doctor Strange. And for the whole night last night, my buddies and I just sat around making Dormammu jokes. Like, Dormammu's so vast. Right. And it just went on and
is that
on.
Question, is that Thanos? Is that supposed to be Thanos? Or is
it kind of looked like him, but...
No, everyone got really, no...
It's that Marvel magic world.
Wait,
that
are you insinuating that Thanos has an L.A. name?
Thanos' name Feather as soon as he gets to L.A.
Dormammu. Okay, fair enough. One more time for all of my guests, Josh Wolf, Dan St. Germain, and Steve Kazee. I thought we'd get really political tonight with the election tomorrow, but instead, as always, Dormammu is a shithead. And Scott Adams, and then in parentheses, Dilbert is a shithead.
For sure. Now it's time for sure. To watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.